Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. Happy Friday. Welcome in to Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. 1600 AM, 102.3 at Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. On the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the free-to-download app for your smartphone. Also on your smart speaker. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Ben is here as well on a gorgeous Friday. What are we doing inside today? Why are we here? What's going on? Who decided to make this an indoor radio studio? That's my question. Who decided that? It's one of probably the dumbest questions ever asked on this radio station. It's indoors because, you know, we don't have many days like this. Beautiful, picture-perfect days. Happy to be looking outside at the blue skies that I will be enjoying after the show today. After the workday is done and into the weekend, too. Hope you're having a great Friday. Hope you're ready for a great weekend. Lots of sports to get to. Got plenty of baseball to talk about on the college and pro levels. Got a game just concluded. This is Florida State, I believe. Someone in UCLA just concluded on ESPN2. I know there's plenty of action. Razorback Dale, if you're listening. I saw the Hogs were up on they're playing Grand Canyon. Saw they were winning. Got college softball tonight with the Women's College World Series. Got D3 World Series going on in our backyard over at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. Colonels are in Michigan, so the D3 folks get to rule the roost at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That's in action right now. Do I have to apologize? I didn't say anything bad. We'll talk about that when we get to our baseball segment coming up in just a bit. We'll talk about that, run through the scoreboard for the baseball regionals, which began in the D1 side of things. Get to some Major League Baseball news. We heard in SportsCenter just a moment ago about the Phillies moving on from Joe Girardi as their manager. We'll talk about that, get some reaction to that. Also, a big extension for a slugger in the American League. We'll talk about that coming up later on the show. Of course, we're going to get to the NBA Finals. What a game last night. What a game it was. The Golden State Warriors leading after the third quarter, playing at home where they were undefeated. Everybody's like, all right, they got it in the bag. Dubs get a win in game one. Celtics pulling a Lee Corso, saying, not so fast, my friend. And they come back in the huge fourth quarter to win game one. Go up 1-0 in the series, looking ahead to game two on Sunday night. We'll get to that. I get to some other things and news and notes from the sports world. Get some time, a collector's corner note about a really expensive box of football cards that's coming out today. If you are a collector, you probably know what I'm talking about. If you're not, I'll explain. Explain why it doesn't make all that much sense, at least from my perspective, to be charging that much money for this, especially this coming out now. We'll get to that later on in the program before we step out of here. If you want to chime into the sports news of the day, love to hear from you on the Talker text line at 319-366-1600. We're going to start with the college football world. It is we're under 100 days now from college football, aren't we? I saw it's 100 days till the opening day of the NFL. I saw a notification on Twitter today that, not a notification, but a tweet on Twitter. That's what's on Twitter, tweets, that we're 100 days from the kickoff of the Green Bay Packers season, which, of course, I'm interested in, which means since they play, you know, week one, Sunday of week one, that means we are 100 days away from everybody kicking off, except for the opening game on that Thursday. So we're 100 days away from the NFL, means we are 90-some probably away from the start of college football with that ridiculous week zero slate. Week one, even better slate. Games you're probably interested in, as opposed to Nebraska, Northwestern in Dublin. But we are under 100 days away from that for college football. We're going to start with college football, and not the news that anybody wanted to hear, especially fans of the Iowa football team. This, of course, has to do with Charlie Jones. Of course, he announced just a few short months ago that he was coming back, taking that extra year, coming back to play football for Coach Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. And then out of the blue, he announces he's entering the transfer portal. Well, now we know, and there was some speculation surrounding this. Now we know where Charlie Jones is going. It was first reported by Tom Deanhart from Rivals.com and a source confirming to Matt Fortuna from The Athletic that there are now going to be two former Iowa Hawkeye wide receivers on, I guess, is it still tongue-in-cheek, Iowa's most hated rival, the Purdue Boilermakers? They really are OMHR, aren't they? Charlie Jones, apparently going to be transferring to Purdue. Iowa wide receiver and kick returner, was the Big Ten's return specialist of the year in 2021. Again, he's going to enroll at Purdue as a grad transfer. Again, that's been confirmed to Matt Fortuna from The Athletic. And like I said, Tom Deanhart from Rivals.com, the first to report the news. Jones, well, a really, really good kick returner. Of course, he had the 100-yard kickoff return for a score against Illinois that got Iowa right back into the game last year, returned a punt against Michigan State in the 2020 season, and he was one of only three players to average more than 25 yards on 25 or more returns, and he was the only player nationally to average more than 7 yards on at least 30 punt returns. As we know, Tyrone Tracy Jr. transferring to Purdue as well. So now, Purdue's raiding Iowa's cupboard and bringing in two wide receivers. Hawkeye fans, how do you feel? Do you have an angry meter right now? 1 to 5, 1 being the least, 5 being DEFCON 5 mad at Purdue. What's your feeling on this? Tyrone Tracy and now reportedly Charlie Jones both joining the Boilermakers. 319-366-1600. What is your angry meter, if you have one? Or are you kind of indifferent about it? What are your thoughts on this move? Love to hear from you in the talk or text line at 319-366-1600. Obviously a big loss from the special teams side of things for Iowa. I mentioned the kick returns, the big kick return. I was in attendance for that Illinois game, and Iowa goes down 10-0. Things not going well. We know the struggles the offense had last year, and that spark. They got that spark. They got right back into that game with that kick return. But obviously, there was a receiving side of things, too, for Charlie Jones, getting, 469 offensive snaps. He had the most of any Iowa receiver there. 37 targets, 21 catches, 323 receiving yards. That was third among Iowa's receivers last year. And all-purpose yards between offense and special teams, 1,251 all-purpose yards on offense and special teams. So, big loss, especially with the special teams department, but his production on offense, too. Was it going to stay the same? Was it going to increase? Maybe he felt it was going to go down. Maybe he wanted a better opportunity to show some receiver skills, maybe not just the kick return side of things. We've yet to hear about the specific reasons about it. We have yet to hear from Charlie Jones about it, but going to a division rival now in the Big Ten West, certainly raising some eyebrows and certainly stirring things the wrong way for Iowa football fans. So Charlie Jones, it is, at least according to a source, been confirmed that he will be heading to heading to Purdue and will be facing the Hawkeyes in November along with Tyrone Tracy. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Talker text line, what's your angst or angry meter at, Hawkeye fans? 1 to 5. 1 being the least, 5 being this is the worst thing ever. Are you pressing the panic button? It's just one game, it's one opponent. But it makes that opponent and that game on November 5th in West Lafayette, we already knew it was going to be interesting because Iowa-Purdue, you just look at how this series has played out since Jeff Brom's been the head coach. We know it's going to be interesting, and now that interest, that intrigue factor has turned up just another notch on the dial. And it makes that second half of the season after the bye week all that more challenging. You look at the schedule for Iowa, not an easy schedule by any means. We're starting off with a very good South Dakota State team, playing Iowa State, playing Nevada, opening Big Ten play on the road at Rutgers. And then you close the first half of the year before your bye week with Michigan at home at Kinnick Stadium and then playing at Illinois. I mentioned Illinois and Brett Bielema, they're on the rise. Bielema trying to turn them into a team that contends for the Big Ten West, the Big Ten title, if the West Division still exists. But you come back off the bye at Ohio State, Northwestern for homecoming. Know the history there. Wildcats having the Hawkeyes number 2 days before Halloween. I could feel the bad vibes already with that one, October 29th. But then you have at Purdue, Wisconsin at home, at Minnesota, and you close with Nebraska on Black Friday. Not an easy schedule. The intrigue meter turns up just a little bit more with that Purdue game, again, November 5th in West Lafayette, with the news that now former Iowa wide receiver and kick returner Charlie Jones is going to enroll at Purdue as a grad transfer. 319-366-1600. Poll question has to do with that game on November 5th. What player is going to give his former team a bigger headache on the 5th of November? Is it going to be Charlie Jones or is it going to be Tyrone Tracy Jr.? You could vote right now at KGYMRadio.com. Poll question courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Weigh in on our poll question right now at KGYMRadio.com. Other news involving former Iowa Hawkeye football players. No, he did not transfer. He transferred to the NFL. I guess you could term it that way. He was drafted in the first round. Tyler Linderbaum, news coming out late yesterday afternoon. He is now under contract with the Baltimore Ravens, signing his rookie contract on Thursday, running through 2025, fifth-year option, giving Baltimore a chance to keep him on the deal through 2026. Of course, Baltimore getting a second first-round pick by trading Marquise Brown to the Cardinals during the draft, then traded down from 23 to 25, and then getting Tyler Linderbaum with that pick along with Kyle Hamilton in the first round. So Tyler Linderbaum under contract now with the Baltimore Ravens, one of two first-round picks for the Ravens, and he is now on his rookie deal. 319-366-1600. Adam checking in. Is there going to be a vendetta to pay November 5th? Yes, remember the 5th of November. That is now in play. Should there be like a movie on this? 319-366-1600. I feel like Big Ten, Big Ten The Journey. Big Ten Football's The Journey. They do a great job with that show. Probably one of my favorite. I mean, I'm a sports guy. People ask me what I watch and like literally sports. Very few actual shows. I will find a sporting event each night at home. Or I will go to a sporting event each night at home. Big Ten Football, The Journey. Big Ten Basketball, The Journey. Oh, those are great shows. I feel like this is made for Big Ten The Journey in this storyline here with Charlie Jones and Tyrone Tracy going to Purdue and facing the Hawkeyes November 5th. I'm sure we will see some sort of coverage or some sort of segment with that. That is very true. 319-366-1600. Razorback Dale saying, what are you asking makes me happy, Razorback Dale? Does it make me happy that Charlie Jones is headed to Purdue? Is that what you're asking? I have to be totally unbiased, but no. Try to be as fair as possible here, but speaking from the Hawkeye fan side of me, a fan of all Iowa sports, you know that, listeners out there, so don't pin me down. I knew you were one of them. No, it's not me. I will cover you all equally, even though I'm the new guy. No, it doesn't make me happy. It makes me happy from a sports reporter's side of view, where you could talk about it. Talk about the intrigue. Talk about that game. How's he gonna match up against Iowa's defense? That's a big storyline. We in the media love our storylines. You all know that. So no, it does not make me happy to see a player leave the team that is 30 minutes to our south. Because you'd like to see him stick around and do good things for the teams that you cover. That could be true for all the teams. You think Northern Iowa basketball is happy to see Noah Carter and AJ Green leave their program? If they're successful, if they, you know, make the NBA or do good things for their schools, I'm sure, you know, all fans would take an extra piece of pride. You know, hey, we developed him. We made him what he is. Then he went and started wherever. If it's AJ Green, it's in the NBA. If it's wherever. But does it make you happy in the short term? No, especially when it's to a division rival. And it's vice versa. If you see a player, you know, go from one team to another, one division rival to another, does that make you happy? I say, Razorback Dale, put it this way. If somebody left Arkansas to go play for Bama, would you be happy? I don't think many people would be happy at that. I don't know. I don't necessarily think I would be, but if it gives him a better chance to achieve his dreams playing in the NFL, then fine. Grad transfer, he has every right to do that. But on a selfish side of things, you want him to do those big things in your backyard. 319-366-1600. Razorback Dale also wagering on the text line. Is that legal? Bet you $1 million Arkansas is going to play Iowa in a bowl game. As long as it is the Mayo Bowl. We get the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Sam Pittman covered in mayonnaise. After the game, who's in? Anybody in? We all good? 319-366-1600. Talking about the Charlie Jones news, all but official. He is going to be joining Tyrone Tracy at Purdue as a grad transfer. 319-366-1600. Adam now challenging Razorback Dale on the text line. This might be a first in KGYM history. Texters challenging each other over the radio on the KGYM text line. Razorback Dale saying that he's betting us $1 million if Arkansas will play Iowa, or that Arkansas will play Iowa in a bowl game this year. And then Adam chiming in, Dale doesn't have $20 on him. Don't take the bet. Okay. All right. The pot has been stirred. 222 here at KGYM. Boy, this is gonna be a fun Friday show. Lots to get to. Love to hear your thoughts on the Charlie Jones news on the text line at 319-366-1600. Do have to get to the NBA playoffs. A little bit of baseball news. Take a look at the scoreboard and more coming up. We'll do that here in just a bit as Spencer on Sports rolls on here for a Friday afternoon at 223 on the gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it's going to be a beautiful finish to the week. We're going to have plenty of sunshine, low humidity, warm temperatures. Then later on tonight, we are going to have clouds moving into the area, and some rain will be possible, mainly after midnight. Some showers may continue into early Saturday morning, and then we'll have some dry time in the afternoon with temperatures in the mid-70s. Later on Saturday night, we'll have another round of showers and thunderstorms continuing into Sunday morning. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
And ESPN Radio Extra Point with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Jaylen Brown had the best game of his young NBA career last night. Now, you'll look at the stat line and you'll say, well, Jay, he only had 24 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. But in the fourth quarter, at the beginning of the fourth quarter, there is a little bit of a different mentality that he has. He scored or assisted on 20 of the Celtics' first 23 points of the fourth quarter, and he allowed the other ancillary players to step up in those big moments. But they will never be in those moments if Jaylen Brown doesn't go on that burst. And he is a difference maker in this game, in a game in which Jason Tatum was not his usual offensive self, The impact of Jaylen Brown in the fourth quarter was the main culprit in which why the Golden State Warriors had that epic collapse.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-ay-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards. Now all 11% off. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy paints, now at Menards. Good through June 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back at 226, here KGYM, Spencer at Sports with you for a Friday afternoon. Third day of June of 2022 through a 936-6600. Razorback Dale was accused of not having more than $20 in his pocket by Adam on the text line. Now Razorback Dale rebuts with, he has more than 20, he has 21. Adam, your response, 319-366-1600. I feel like, am I like Tim Russert here or something? Chuck Todd. Rest in peace, Mr. Russert. Chuck Todd. Am I like the Chuck Todd of KGYM? Like moderating the debate here? Exactly what I wanted to get into today. It's not Spencer on politics, by the way. It's Spencer on sports. You don't want to hear Spencer on politics. Half of you probably don't. I've said that before. Hey, breaking news. Hat tip to Todd back in the office sending this my way via Twitter. John Rothstein of CBS Sports reporting the Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team going to be playing Duke in the 2022 Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden. That's according to multiple sources who've informed Mr. Rothstein of the situation. So it's going to be Iowa taking on Duke and then Texas taking on someone else. That other team yet to be determined. The times and dates and all that stuff still to be determined. But according to John Rothstein of CBS Sports, Hawkeyes will be playing the Duke Blue Devils in men's basketball, the Jimmy V Classic later on this fall. So big time opponent, big time exposure for his Coach K, no longer there, but still playing Duke is not a bad thing, especially if you can beat Duke. That does pretty good wonders for your NCAA tournament hopes, that is for sure. But we will obviously have more details on that as things get closer. But looks like Iowa will be matching up against one of the premier programs in all of college basketball as part of the Jimmy V Classic. Again, that's per John Rothstein of CBS Sports. Speaking of basketball, let's jump in on the NBA Finals last night. What a game. Love to get your thoughts on the Talker text line at 319-366-1600. Looked like Golden State had it in the bag, and then Boston said, you don't got it in the bag. 120-108 the final. Al Horford, big game, 26 points. Jaylen Brown, 24, with 7 rebounds and 5 assists. Derek White had 21. He was 5 of 8 from downtown. Just 12 points, but 13 assists for Jason Tatum as the Celtics made 21 of 51 three-point shots. The Celtics led by 2 at halftime, trailed by 12 at the end of the third, and then outscored the Warriors 40-16 in the fourth quarter to pull off that comeback. And that plus 24 scoring margin in the fourth quarter matched the largest in any quarter in finals history, and was the best in any fourth quarter Turnaround included a 17-0 run. That plus 24 scoring margin included a 17-0 run. It spanned 6:04 to 1:10 left in the game, and all the points in that run were scored by Al Horford, Marcus Smart, and Derek White. And that 17-0 run, by the way, according to ESPN Stats and Info, the second largest fourth quarter run in a finals game over the last 50 years. The first largest was in 2003 when the Spurs went on a 19-0 run against the Nets in Game 6. And the Celtics are the first team in finals history to win a game by double digits after trailing by double digits to enter the fourth quarter. So quite an impressive comeback in outscoring the Warriors 40-16 in that fourth quarter to pull off the comeback. And Al Horford, a lot of storylines surrounding him. His first NBA Finals, trying to win the championship with his team, the Boston Celtics. And Horford saying there's one person who is key to start the big fourth quarter comeback, and that was Jaylen Brown.
Golden State really did a good job in the third. I mean, they're known for coming out in the third and being very aggressive. And I think that for us, the key was Jaylen Brown, start of the fourth quarter, with the way that he came out and played with his energy and scoring, but also then Rob Williams gets a lob dunk. And I just think that that was the start for us of something there. And it started with that fourth quarter group that started the fourth quarter, gave us kind of that boost, that confidence. And we just continue to, you know, plug away.
Boston hitting 9 threes in the fourth quarter, that tied for the most in any quarter in finals history. And like I said, they were 21 of 51 for 51% from downtown in the contest alone. Ime Udoka, the Celtics head coach, weighing in on how they were able to get so many open looks last night.
Yeah, late in the game, they went to box and one on JB. Early in the game, they went to box and one on JT. And they went to zone some late. So when we started getting some penetration, getting to the basket, they zoned up a little bit. And every time we got the ball in the middle, they collapsed the paint and kickouts were wide open there. And guys obviously stepped up and made them. So we'll take that all the time. Knowing they're a little smaller, don't have rim protection, they do it as a team. And that's a shot that they give up a lot of times.
What happened in that fourth quarter from the Warriors' perspective? Here's Steve Kerr.
Well, give them credit. I mean, they made 21 threes. They were moving the ball really well, and they had us on our heels. They made a good push, you know, to start the fourth, and they kept that momentum going. It's going to be tough, to beat Boston if they're making 21 threes and they're getting, you know, a combined 11 from, you know, Horford and White. Those guys, give them credit. They knocked down every big shot in the fourth quarter. Boston was just played a brilliant quarter, and they came in and earned the win.
Steve Kerr there. Now the Warriors down 0-1 in that series, one game to none in that series, losing their first playoff game, at home this season in game one of the finals. Here's Steph Curry weighing in on what it means to them to be down 1-0 heading into game two.
It's not ideal, but believing who we are, how we deal with adversity, excuse me, how we responded all year, how we responded in the playoffs after a loss. So learn a lot from that fourth quarter. Obviously, they made a lot of shots. Seemed like, I mean, I think they didn't miss until deep into the fourth. And, when you have a team that just finds a little bit of momentum like they did and they keep making shots, so it's a tough, it's tough to kind of regain that momentum. And the guys that are making shots, obviously Al, Marcus, Derek White, Jaylen early in the fourth, they play well. So we know they're a good team, so are we. We got to respond on Sunday.
And Sunday it is for game two. Of course, we have every game of the finals right here for you on KGYM and all of our frequencies. Coverage Sunday night starts at 6 and tip off just after 7 o'clock with the Celtics. Boy, if they can take a 2-0 series lead, head back home, that would be big in that series for sure for Boston. The Warriors obviously want to even it up at one game apiece heading back on the road to Boston. But it is Boston who has the advantage now. They lead 120, or they win 120-108 for a one-game-to-none series lead. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver speaking, as he traditionally does right before game one of the finals, talking on a number of different topics, asked about a number of different things, and some interesting things he talked about. One of them was NBA expansion. There's been some discussion in NBA circles and on the insider sites, if you read it, about the NBA possibly expanding, and some suggestions out there that, is Seattle finally going to get a team back? Or maybe is Las Vegas going to get a team? It's also been reported the league would look for a $2.5 billion fee each for two expansion teams to be added. Adam Silver, though, saying that expansion, hold your horses. It's not really what we're going to be focusing on right now. Silver saying to reporters that that talk is not true. He said at some point this league will expand, but it's not at this moment that we are discussing it. He said one of the factors in expanding is the potential dilution of talent. He said he finds it remarkable that when you have the second most played sport in the world after soccer, tens of millions of young men playing in this game, and then you have the 450 best in the world in this league, there's a few of them who separate themselves, even among those 450, as the very best of the best. But he does admit that there is a fall-off and a drop-off in talent. After that, he said he's concerned about expanding too much and diluting the talent, which certainly would be a concern in that realm as well. Another thing that Adam Silver spoke on was the changes to the NBA schedule. This is something we talked about on the show before, too. Potential changes to the NBA schedule and the fact that 82 games plus the playoffs, you play the opening round, you play the semifinals, you play the conference finals, you play the NBA finals. That's a lot of action. That's a lot of things that players have to withstand just to win an NBA championship. And we know the NBA has been toying around with several ways to make adjustments to the schedule. And one of those possibilities is the in-season tournament. Of course, they've added the play-in tournament at the end of the season, playing into the postseason. The league did cut 10 games from the schedule over the 2020-2021 season following the pandemic and the bubble and all that stuff. They're still trying to figure things out, at least according to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. He said that the way they're trying to look at it is instead of reducing the number of games, they're trying to find a way to improve the long regular season and add more incentive in it for players. So I think they're still looking at least what it looks like, maybe an in-season tournament as well, just based on Adam Silver's comments from yesterday. It'd be interesting to see how those things do play out in the NBA world. But game two of the finals, of course, is coming up on Sunday. We've got hockey action for you tonight. We've got the Eastern Conference Finals, that is, in the NHL, as Tampa Bay takes on the New York Rangers. Game two tonight with the Rangers leading that series 1-0. Colorado has a 2-0 lead on Edmonton after they took a 4-0 victory last night over the Oilers. They have scoring 3 times in the second period to take control of that game, or that series, I should say, with a 2-0 lead. Game 3 is coming up Saturday night in Edmonton. We got both those games courtesy of Sports USA. Coverage tonight for the Eastern Finals game starts at 6:30. Western Finals game tomorrow starts at 6:30 as well with the coverage, and game time just after 7 o'clock. You can catch the hockey mixed in with the basketball right here on KGYM. 2:38, plenty more to get to. We'll get to some baseball. Check out the scoreboard, the regional scoreboard for the NCAAs, D3 World Series, and more. Let's take your calls and texts as well at 319-366-1600. That and more coming up here. Spencer on Sports is on KGYM.
The NBA Finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook. Throughout the NBA Finals, FanDuel is giving new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first bet of $5. Bet the money line, point spreads, player props, and so much more. Plus, you can combine bets for an even bigger payday with a same-game parlay. But don't overthink it. If you want to just pick the Game 1 winner, the Golden State Warriors are at home, and I like the Golden State Warriors to take game number 1. Just sign up with promo code COON. If you you haven't tried FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. Because the only thing sweeter than watching the NBA Finals is cashing in on all the action. Join today with promo code KUHN and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Eastern Conference Final on Sports USA, and we're at Madison Square Garden as the Tampa Bay Lightning come to New York to battle the Rangers. The Rangers can handle the puck with Zibanejad and Panarin with the dish, and Kreider with the finish. The Bolts are defending the cup and the goal with one of the best between the pipes in Andre Vasilevsky. It's game two of the Eastern Conference Final, the Lightning and the Rangers, today on your home for the NHL Stanley Cup Playoffs, Sports USA.
Coverage starts tonight at 6:30 on the gym. We're back with you at 2:40. Spencer at Sports with you here on a Friday afternoon. Gorgeous day. I do not see a cloud from my perch here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. 319-366-1600. If you missed our discussion from earlier in the show, Charlie Jones all but confirmed he is going to be heading to Purdue as a grad transfer, joining the Boilermaker football program. So he and Tyrone Tracy, now Boilermakers, ex-Hawkeyes, now Boilermakers, had to your thoughts coming in on the text line at 319-366-1600. That is the subject of our poll question, too, at KGYMRadio.com. Which player going to give his former team a bigger headache when the two teams meet on November 5th in West Lafayette? Is it Charlie Jones or Tyrone Tracy Jr.? You can weigh in at KGYMRadio.com. 99.85 asking on the text line, do you think the receivers will admit part of the reason they left is because of the Hawkeyes' lack of offense? I don't think you're going to hear that publicly. I don't know Tyrone Tracy or Charlie Jones personally. However, don't think they are the kind of people to air out that kind of is it a grievance? Is it, I don't know, that type of information publicly. I think you might hear it subtly. If they're asked about it in a press conference leading up to the game, maybe we hear from them ahead of fall camp, whatever. Don't think if they're asked about it, they're going to say it directly, maybe privately. I don't know. We'll see. That's where that intrigue meter turns up a little bit. It was already turned up, obviously, since how this series has gone between Iowa and Purdue. On the football field, look back to last year, Iowa coming off the big win over Penn State. Purdue comes in, David Bell does David Bell things. That factors there, Purdue beating them straight up on the gridiron. Now with two former Hawkeyes crossing over to the other sideline. It's not in Kinnick this year, it's at West Lafayette at Ross-Ade Stadium, but there's that intrigue, and, you know, there's going to be those questions. I don't think they're the kind of people that would say straight up, yeah, well, the offense wasn't good, so that's why we left. I don't think they're going to say that out loud, but maybe privately, maybe subtly in some of the comments they make. That's why you listen to the press clippings. You listen to the audio. Listen to what they have to say and how they say it. I don't think they have any ulterior motives. They just want a different opportunity, but there might be part of it. Might be part of why they left. I have no insider info. I'm just sharing my thoughts with you here on the radio. Cardinals just hitting a home run, by the way, in Wrigley. Alex Kuhn is celebrating. I can hear Cool and the Gang playing in my headset right now. What's the score? Cardinals have the lead now. I don't think I have express written consent to be telling you this, so I will stop. But baseball, busy weekend in baseball. Shout out to the D3 World Series. I understand, well, at least I shouldn't say the station has a team, but I understand Todd and Alex have a team. So I guess we're all cheering for LaGrange. So if you were in town from LaGrange, I guess we are your supporters now. So welcome. Welcome to Cedar Rapids. Welcome to Cedar Rapids for all the teams involved. It's going on at Veterans Memorial Stadium this weekend. D3 Sports. There's a lot of people who knock on D3 Sports, but as a graduate of a D3 school, I will say it's fun. It's entertaining. Watch it. It's very fun, very entertaining, and it's worth the price of admission, that is for sure. So if you're looking for some baseball to check out in town this weekend, the D3 World Series is a good bet. Marietta, the number one seed, already off to a win today in the opening round of the World Series, beating Catholic University 7-0. Currently in the top of the sixth, the Salisbury Seagulls. They lead UW Stevens Point 4-2 in the opening round. So Stevens Point with a loss would move to the elimination bracket. The winner moves to the winner's bracket. Other games going on tonight, Eastern Connecticut State and Baldwin Wallace. And then the official team of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, LaGrange, taking on Trinity of Texas. I said earlier, I don't think I need to apologize per se, but I don't know. Is there any UW Stevens Point people listening? Well, you're probably at the game right now, so you're probably not listening to me. But if you happen to catch this on the podcast, I meant no ill will towards your school, but as a alumnus of a rival to your school, I must cheer against you. I don't feel any conference unity. Am I weird for not feeling conference unity? I haven't been in college since like 2013. So am I supposed to feel some conference unity for a team that I cheered against when I was in school? I don't think so. May the best team win. It's not personal, it's business. It's not personal, it's business. Made a tweet yesterday thanking Todd for not picking the Pointers as the official team of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Some people might have taken that the wrong way. Meant no ill will, not personal, just business. From the major leagues, the big news of the day from Major League Baseball, Philadelphia Phillies firing Joe Girardi, manager. Team announcing that earlier today, bench coach Rob Thompson will be the interim manager. Phillies are 22-29 this year, his third season with the club. They're 12 games back of the Mets in the National League East. They've lost 5 of their last 6 games. And his record in Philly, 132-141 in 2-plus seasons in Philly. Of course, he was the manager of the Yankees for 10 seasons. Is this a surprising move? That was the question posed to ESPN's Buster Olney earlier today.
There is surprise because if you actually, you know, you look at the team they put together this year, you know, from the days that they signed Nicholas Castellanos and Kyle Schwarber, you looked at the roster and go, wow, they were defensively challenged before, and now they could be really bad defensively. And you knew they were going to be historically bad defensively. And then all of a sudden, Bryce Harper has an issue with his elbow, which means that he can't play right field anymore, which means that you have to flank the center fielder with Castellanos and Schwarber. It right from the get-go, you're like, that's not going to work. And so they get off to a terrible start, and lo and behold, their defense is terrible.
That's ESPN's Buster Olney weighing in about the firing of Joe Girardi, whether it was a surprise or not. Olney's response there. Phillies president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, saying in a statement that it has been a frustrating season for us up until this point. I feel our club has not played up to its capabilities. While all of us share in the responsibility for the shortcomings, he said he felt that a change and that a new voice in the clubhouse would give them the best chance to turn things around. So Joe Girardi out of a job in Philly, fired with a 22-29 record here this season. Other news in Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros signing Yordan Alvarez to a 6-year, $115 million extension. that begins next year. The extension going to take him through his arbitration years and for three seasons after he was to become a free agent. He has 75 home runs and 155 OPS since joining the Astros in 2019. He is hitting .272 with 14 homers this year for Houston. So Yordan Alvarez inking a new deal, six-year, $115 million extension. Again, that starts next season. In the major leagues this afternoon, I mentioned the Cardinals and the Cubs going at it after the Cubs won last night 7-5 in Wrigley or at Wrigley. Cardinals taking it to them today 9-4. That game just heading to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And a home run just moments ago from Nolan Gorman, a three-run home run for Nolan Gorman. Also, Paul Goldschmidt with a three-run home run. And Lars Nootbaar, one of the greatest names in Major League Baseball. Lars Nootbaar with an RBI double in the second as well for the Redbirds, who lead the Cubs 9-4 that game in the middle half of the fourth, heading to the bottom half of the fourth. Schedule for the rest of this evening: San Francisco taking on Miami, Washington is playing Cincinnati, the Angels taking on Philly, Arizona is taking on Pittsburgh tonight. Pittsburgh coming off that sweep of the Dodgers. Still trying to figure out what happened there. Baltimore taking on Cleveland, the Yankees are hosting Detroit, the Twins are up in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays, the White Sox taking on Tampa Bay, Seattle is at Texas, Kansas City hosting Houston, Milwaukee with a walk-off last night beating San Diego. Nice pitching matchup there. Joe Musgrove taking on the reigning NL Cy Young winner in Corbin Burns. That's a 7-10 start in Milwaukee tonight. Colorado taking on Atlanta. Boston is at Oakland. And the Dodgers take on the Mets tonight. Dodgers won last night 2-0 over the Mets in Los Angeles. To look at what's happening in Major League Baseball, we'll take a quick look at the NCAA Regionals in just a moment. Also get you that Collector's Corner story, rather expensive football card product coming out today. We'll get that for you coming up in just a bit here on KGYM.
The Miracle on Ice, Helmet Catch, the Flu Game. It's clutch moments like these that separate the winners from the losers. So in a market sometimes down 16%, 50%, 92%, who's pulling off a win? Well, look no further than this exciting market with a global value of $1.7 trillion, and it's only going to get bigger. In fact, experts predict it will grow by another $1 trillion in less than 5 years. Here's the cool thing. You don't have to be a baller or a team owner to get in on the action. All you need is a smartphone. It's not betting. This is way more impactful. Check it out. It's called Masterworks. They've already got over 400,000 members on their platform, and ESPN listeners get priority access to skip the wait list. Just go to Masterworks.com, promo code Carlin. That's Masterworks.com, promo code Carlin. Masterworks.com, promo code C-A-R-L-I-N. See important Regulation A disclosures at Masterworks.io/CD. There is no guarantee of profits, and investing includes risk of loss.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line, excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
All right, 253, Spencer at Sports, winding down here for a Friday afternoon through a 936-6-1600. Gym class coming up next with Scott and Mark. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. We'll get you what's on tap in just a moment. Quick look at what's happening in the world of college baseball regionals. Going back to college baseball briefly, regional play getting underway this morning. One regional, I saw the Coral Gables regional, had to be postponed because of bad weather down there. I think a hurricane's, in fact, going through that area of the country. So Yeah, very fitting that Miami is hosting a regional and there's bad weather. Maybe even a hurricane going through Coral Gables, Florida. But interesting results from the early parts of the regionals today. Campbell, the Fighting Camels, leading Georgia Tech. That is in the ninth inning, 15-8. Arkansas, Razorback Dale, your Hogs up on Grand Canyon, 7-1. East Carolina leading Coppin State. Oklahoma taking it to Liberty. UConn and Wake Forest tied at 7 apiece. That's baseball, not football. Louisville leading Southeast Missouri State 4-2. North Carolina up on Hofstra. Notre Dame leading Texas Tech. Southern Miss leading Army West Point. Texas up a run on Air Force. Also, Texas A&M is up on Oral Roberts this afternoon. Plenty more action, including number one Tennessee taking on Alabama State later on. Also, I believe, yes, two Big Ten teams in action, the only two in the tournament, which is still a travesty if you ask me. Michigan playing at Oregon later on tonight. That's on ESPN Plus. And then Maryland, they are hosting their own regional, taking on Long Island University. That's also on ESPN Plus. A Women's College World Series in softball going on tonight as well, or continuing tonight. You got elimination games tonight. UCLA taking on Northwestern. That'll be on ESPN2 at 6, followed by Oregon State and Arizona at 8:30 tonight Central Time. On ESPN2, Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, and Oklahoma State. Your winners, Oklahoma with two grand slams in their win over Northwestern yesterday. The Wildcats, tough to go up against a 54-2 team, that is for sure, and that is what happened yesterday. Tough day for the Wildcats, the lone Big Ten representative there. Real quick, don't have much time for Collector's Corner, but a few collectors out there, Prism Football is finally out, 2021, so last year's cards, $1,400 a box on Panini, the card manufacturer's website. $1,400 for something that's essentially old and outdated. We're supposed to be looking ahead to 2022, not 2021. That is my beef. We'll get more Collector's Quarter going in here on the show as the summer goes on, but I'll be saving my money, maybe waiting for the retail product to come out. 2:56, that'll wrap it up for us here today on Spencer on Sports. We'll be back, of course, Monday with a look at the sports weekend. We've got Game 2 of the NBA Finals to talk about Monday, plus everything that happened from the weekend. We'll get to that right here on the program Monday at 2. But stay tuned. Of course, we got the gym class coming up between 3 and 4. It is a Topic Friday. Get your thinking caps on and contribute to the topic on the Talker text line at 319-366-1600. That's coming up between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. They've got Keith Smith joining the show at 4:30 to talk some NBA hoops. And Jack Dom joining the show as well at 5:30 to talk some baseball. That's on the way for you tonight right here between 4 and 6 on KGYM. Don't forget we have hockey for you tonight. The NHL Eastern Conference Final as Tampa Bay visits the New York Rangers. Coverage from Sports USA starts at 6:30. Game time just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on all of our frequencies tonight right here on KGYM. We got the Western Conference Game 3 tomorrow. We got baseball, Cardinals, and Cubs tomorrow afternoon. We also have NBA Finals Game 2 Sunday night at 6 right here on all of our frequencies. Podcast available for you at KGYMradio.com. Be sure to check that out for this show and all of our local programs. And we will talk to you again on Monday. Enjoy the weekend and the gym class up next.